Today, Joel filling in, and I'll actually be filling in for Katie Tewitt. Me and Gray all day on a Thursday with Alan Jackson on Muskie Country 101.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned I swam and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. That's right.
Muskie 101.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party, she'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. We play at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. We just needed some time. She could get on with her life and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. For a while I guess they were keeping it low key, but now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together, and it's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Her mailbox is 7 minutes from mine, and I drive into town sometimes and I see her sitting there with him. And I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't. it's my fault. And I let her go. I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Raced off of Route Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've learned, I've come to know there's life at home. Red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much. In my shackled up GTO, I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moon. Talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on just for high achievers. I've heard, I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I went out into the world and I came. I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've learned, I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
We're
You're the one that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
Dust, little bit of smoke, falling in a Chevy down a gravel road. Headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. On, coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. But time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Times in tan lines, good, good times in tan lines.
Goes Zach Top on Muskie Country 101. Hope your Thursday's got some good things going. How about them Brewers? Well, they lost yesterday, but they'll go at it again tonight. Our sister station over there, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, they will have all the Brewer baseball for you. 7:30 pregame tonight and an 8:08 first pitch. Go Crew, knock out them Cubs tonight. Toby Keith time now on Muskie Country 101.
I was getting kind of tired of her in the chatter. Nothing I could say. Satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action. I paid the man at the door and pushed my way to the bar. Shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. Drunk on the stool, tried to mess with my head, but I didn't even listen to a word he said. I knew somewhere it was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction. With a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please, a lot more love.
lot more action.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community at whsm.com. That's community at whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Muskie 101.
One more night, one more down, one more round. First one in, last one out. Giving this town lots to talk about. But they don't know, but they don't know. People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop. Saying that I've hit rock bottom just 'cause I'm living on the rocks. Yes, I'm broken hearted, thinking problem. So pull the bottle off the wall. People say I got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking it all. They keep on talking, drunk conclusions. They call it
calling. best country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
Muskie 101.
It's been a downpour beating on the tin roof. It's been Black Label pouring on ice. Made a honky tonk out of this living room. Yeah, swimming through her goodbye. Love's company. Yeah, whiskey and a rain coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon in the glass. Yeah, pouring something on the pain. Let it drown, let it drown. Trying to wash away the past. Oh, since my blue sky sunshine. Nothing but a hangover trying to get over.
of bourbon in a glass. Yeah, pouring something on the pain. Let it drown, trying to wash away the past. Whoa. Since my blue sky sunshine hole, I hopped on that midnight train. Till the bottle runs out or the clouds roll away, it's just whiskey and a rain. Till the bottle runs out or the clouds roll away, it's just whiskey and a rain. Whiskey and a rain. Coming down, splash of bourbon in a glass.
With me in the studio today is Donna from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension Office, but we're not talking about things that happen in Madison. We're talking about things that happen in Sawyer County. You're the 4-H director for the Sawyer County area, and welcome to the program. Appreciate being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. I really enjoy my time that I get to spend with you.
Yeah, you and I know each other from the Sawyer County Fair, because I've been involved with the fair for many years, and you as well. And people think of the county fair as being, that's 4-H. Lots of animals. Everybody's dealing with a horse or a pig or a cow or chickens. But I've realized now 4-H is way bigger than just the home farm now. Well, tell me a little more about what 4-H is about and how it's grown from agricultural to other aspects.
For sure. You're right. 4-H did originally start off as an agricultural club over 100 years ago. And through the years, as farms, family farms diminished, and as needs in the communities were discovered, there's so many more ways that 4-H can provide opportunities for youth in counties, even if they're non-agricultural or minimal agricultural counties, to do with projects. And 4-H does a lot of project-based learning. Hands-on project-based learning is our biggest thing. And I know that recently we had a project guide that was released from UW-Madison Extension. And I think there's over 100 projects in there, but I know that we can do over 1,000 different things with it because we also have project area that is individualized.
Okay.
So we may have a youth in our county that decides that they want to learn more about kayaking. We can make a project with kayaking. And my job as the educator for Sawyer County is to connect them with a mentor, with an adult that is a certified volunteer that's been vetted and gone through several certification trainings with me. And it can be done online or in person. And connect them to get them more passionate about what they want to learn about. So it's a lifelong learning organization.
Yeah.
You don't just stop when you're a youth learning new things. We notice that a lot of our volunteers that come in are passionate about a certain area or a certain project. That's why they come back to 4-H.
Yeah.
Give their skill sets and their love and passion for whatever project that they are interested in and learn along with the youth more about their project. Mm-hmm. And as an educator, that's one of the favorite things in my job is I get to connect people that have similar interests, but I also get to be a learner and part of that journey as well.
Oh, that's so cool. So outside of agricultural elements or projects, because at the fair, we know there's a horse project. There's other 4-H projects that end up in the display building at the fairgrounds. So people think 4-H all about animals and agriculture, but there's other projects that show up at the Sawyer County Fair as well.
Sure, and I would say that it's a snippet of what really goes on in 4-H. At the Sawyer County Fair, we are a separate entity. We're guests at the fair, just like anybody else who can come in open class and show off their projects.
Yeah.
But when you walk through that exhibit hall, you'll see woodworking, you'll see beading, jewelry making, pottery. There's a lot of flower displays, gardening, sewing, quilting, and I don't want to offend any of my listeners that have entered into other projects because I'm in a
There's technology projects, there's photography.
There's photography. Mechanics. There's coding. There's mechanics in there. We have Lego kits, so there's STEM opportunities in there.
Yeah.
Food sciences. I mean, it's endless, and that's what it was so great about 4-H. It is endless of what you want to learn about.
Yeah. Now, if people wanted to find out more information about projects, I received notice of a new 4-H project guide. And even though I see it PDF on my computer, if I were to print that out, I couldn't believe how many topics were there.
Yeah, there is a lot out there. And in Sawyer County, I'm just really excited about our programming year that's coming up because we're adding more opportunities for youth to get involved in 4-H and adding more project areas here. But we also have special times during the year where we open it up to everybody in the community, all youth in the community that could come and try out some kind of project that they might be interested in.
Sure.
So yeah. I know this winter we're doing something different this year. Every first Sunday of the month, starting in December, we will be having a project afternoon. The location will change, so I won't release the locations. Yeah. Okay. We're going to try to spread it out throughout the county so that travel isn't going to be a barrier.
Sure.
But then they can come participate, whether they're in 4-H or not in 4-H, and learn about woodworking, leather making, beading, archery, you know, so we have shooting sports, that sort of thing.
Okay.
We're trying to bring them in and experience different things that maybe they can take away and say, hey, I really loved that, and I want to try to explore more about it or learn more about it. Because you won't know what you like until you try it.
Right, yeah. Yep, unless they already know, hey, this is where I want to go to. Is there a project for that in 4-H? Again, you're the connector, so
yes,
you'll put that together. Tell us about this event that you have coming up. It's kind of like an open house for 4-H. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we do. We have what we call the 4-H Project Open House Day, which is October 19th. October is our National 4-H Week. Is the second week of October. We in Sawyer County celebrated all month.
All month long.
1 week is not enough time. Yeah. So we do it all month, and our enrollment year starts September 1st, and it runs through August 31st. So in September, we're kind of regrouping with the leaders and the volunteers in Sawyer County, and then we start our really hands-on projects in October and November, and then the rest of the year until fair. Yeah. And fair is our, at the Sawyer County Fair, that's kind of our celebration and our display and our critiquing of how well we did in our project, learn from the judges how we could improve what we learned or even stretch our brains and learn more about it. So and right now with this project open house, it's October 19th. It will be at the fairgrounds from 1 to 4 o'clock. We're going to have animal science stations, Legos, club favorites. This is all put on by the leaders, the volunteers, and the clubs. So it's youth teaching youth.
Yeah.
And youth sharing their things that they've experienced last year in 4-H to kind of see what the spark is.
Yeah.
Our 4-H's, people always ask, what did 4-H mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 4-H's on our, it's a four-leaf clover with an H on each clover. And the heart is 1-H. Hands, health, and head. So we try to get kids to care about each other, be kind, a sense of belonging. Giving back to the community is with the hands. Our health, about living well, balancing your life so that you have a happy, you know, self-discipline and making healthy lifestyle choices. And then your head, of course, is about doing some critical thinking and making good choices. So,
yeah. So if anyone had questions about 4-H, how would they get a hold of you?
Okay, so your best way to get a hold of me is to reach me at my email. You can try calling the office. Thing about my job is I don't get to sit in the office. If I'm in the office 5 days a week, I'm not doing my job because I need to be out there in the community. So you can email me at donna.nucky@wisc.edu. You'll find me on the Sawyer County website. Yeah. For Sawyer County government website, you could look up Sawyer County 4-H, and we have our own website, Facebook, or you can call my number, and I will get back to you at 715-638-3294.
Wow. a lot of information, Donna. We will definitely have you back more often, and you can explain some of these projects in more detail, and maybe bring some kids in with you. That'd be great.
Sure, they would be happy. They would be happy to participate.
Totally awesome. Play great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming. Me and that you're at home. Who knows what
what we are in the morning. All I know is I want you, so I'm coming. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with a closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer.
Me.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the federal government has lifted its requirement that states assist with immigration enforcement to receive funds through the Victims of Crime Act. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the state will retain access to over $24 million in federal funding for victim service programs. The immigration enforcement condition was challenged in a multi-state lawsuit filed in August, which argued the obstruction of that funding was unlawful and violated the Constitution. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Assembly passed a number of bills aimed at expanding affordable housing on Tuesday. The package of legislation includes proposals like allowing for more construction of accessory dwelling units, allowing some building projects to move forward without needing to comply with new commercial building codes, and creating a starter home loan program. Some of the measures did receive bipartisan support, but Democratic state lawmakers say the package doesn't go far enough to expand affordable housing. Bayfield County is offering residents a new Universal Children's Savings Account program. The Bayfield County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the pilot program, dubbed Bayfield County Saving Early for Educational Dreams. The program provides participating children with a $100 deposit when families open a college savings account before their second birthday. Families enrolled in the federal WIC program will also receive $200. Bayfield County is the first local government in the state to approve such a program. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on its North Central Forest Draft Regional Master Plan and Environmental Analysis. According to a press release, the North Central Forest Ecological Landscape covers around 95,000 square miles, including portions of Sawyer, Rusk, Douglas, Washburn, and Barron counties. The master plan is meant to guide resource management and recreation opportunities in the region. Public comments on the draft plan will be accepted until December 7th. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price heading into your Thursday afternoon with a sunny to mostly sunny sky. A gusty south breeze up around 20 to 25, highs in the lower 60s. Look for increasing clouds tonight, some showers and storms, some heavy rain, lows in the mid 40s. Right now it's 48.
Muskie 101.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. Them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun. We can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, to a truck, to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, this party's just you and me. We don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, then you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, be a bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go after all the bars are closed. No, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you. And it's time to go after all the bars are closed. All the bars are closed.
I listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
In the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But on the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
Garth Brooks on Muskie Country 101. Hey, I hope your Thursday's got some good things going. You have my permission to swing on down, grab a Kit Kat or whatever it takes to brighten up your Thursday. Let's make it a good one. What do you say? Love and theft now.
She likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, the rain. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of
running from that tailgate and cranking up the dials. Come Sunday morning, she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Picture perfect memories scattered.